better enough.
And Christina, Gary's on holidays.
Hi, Leslie.
Hiya.
Okay, so I really don't think that Daniel can join us. Eduardo and Margarita sent her their apologies. And Nelson hasn't joined since the beginning. So I think we should start. So first of all, new members. We have six volunteers. Actually, David from VeriSign also wanted to join the group, but for some reason he hasn't applied. So we have six members, well, six potential members. So, any comments?
So on the members themselves, or?
Yeah, well, yes, exactly, on the members. So maybe there are some objections or?
No, not from my
no
end.
No objections. Okay. Very good.
Well, I don't have any objections.
Okay.
It'd be nice for some people to do some work.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure that they will be active, because I really hope so. So we ask council to approve these candidates. What is the procedure to remove Nelson from the group?
I think the first, let's first take the step regarding the council approval. Do you want to wait until the 20th August, or do you want to do it by email?
Well, if we can do it by email, it's great.
My suggestion would be to do it, say, either you or I send an email to the list, say, after a call for volunteers, these six have put up their names, and if there are any objections, otherwise consider approved by, say, next week or something. Because then we can subscribe them as soon as possible.
It would be excellent. Yeah, okay, I can write to the council list.
Yeah.
Should we take into account that many councillors are on vacation or in Pyrenees?
Yes.
Or we just carry the usual stuff?
Just carry forward, that is my suggestion.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it would be particularly controversial.
No.
Yeah, well, they all look pretty solid.
And that's one, and you have counselors from every region available anyway, so... If there are issues within a region, then people will know.
Okay. But getting back to my question regarding Nelson. So we have new members first, and then... Yep.
I think we should deal with that at the same time, Katrina. I would suggest, as chair, you email him to say...
I emailed already.
Would he be able to stand down because we're just about to appoint new members and he hasn't been active, and that would be preferable to the chair taking him off the list, as it were.
I've already emailed him before the meeting in Buenos Aires. I also pointed out that we have a face-to-face meeting and it would be good if he could show up. He did not even respond. So,
was he in Buenos Aires?
Sorry?
Was he actually in Buenos
no,
Aires?
No, I don't know. I have no idea how he looks. I think Gabi didn't know either. I know that she was approached by him, I think, via email before this group actually started its work, and he was very eager to be on the group, and he asked several times so when... the actual work begins, but he never showed up ever since, and so I sent emails to two of his email addresses. No response whatsoever. Oh, sure, I can write again, saying that since he's not very active, is it okay for him to step down? Yeah. But
I'm just reflecting that I don't think we've had a public expulsion.
No.
As opposed to a resignation.
No.
And obviously, the latter would be preferable.
Katrina, I can't recall, but it's well be my memory, is do you know if either Gabi or you, did you approach Carolina?
Now I don't remember. I don't think I have talked to Carolina regarding this, but maybe we did in Buenos Aires, maybe we mentioned something, but I really don't remember now. I know that for sure. I know that I sent emails to him. I can even check.
Yeah, no. But to Carolina, because say normally either Carolina as like with Peter in Europe, they have a different perspective and view. What sometimes they know what is going on within the registry of stuff we don't know.
Well, I think that we asked her to point us into the direction if she spots him, but I don't remember anything actually coming out as a result. But maybe I should ask Gabi. Maybe she remembers better. But I sent him email on 8th of June.
Yeah. No, but just to check whether, say, he's still at the registry, etc.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can write.
Just explain to Curry. I don't mind doing this either. That's up to you. But to sense whether he's still at the registry, or there are any other issues, and if she doesn't know yet, then it's clearly a point of approaching him and posing the question whether he wants to stay on, but then is expected to do anything or step down.
Or maybe she did not know how the guy looks either. So, okay, if you could write to her,
I will send an email and then I'll forward you and then copy you in one of the two. What is the most effective way of doing this?
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, let's move to the next item. That's about the current status of our guidelines. So we have two guidelines, more or less ready. It's CSNSO working groups and CSNSO work plan. Leslie, did you have a chance to look at my comments to the working groups guideline and to the work plan guideline?
Sorry, it was No, that's okay.
Pretty late.
Which one do you want to look at first?
We can look at this working groups, your guideline.
My guideline?
Yeah.
Working group, yeah. I saw you, I've had lots of input into this with Bart, so I was quite happy with the current version. I can see that you were getting quite vexed by which one is supreme, the charter or that.
Yeah, well, first, I loved the title. So my proposal is that we stick with this form. So first we say if it's guideline, rule, or charter, and then we very easy, state like CCNS or working groups or CCNS or work plan. I think it makes things easier to understand. So I really love the titles. Therefore, I rewrote the title of work plan guideline the same way. So my proposal is to stick to this form of title.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I tried to, well, since it did not look like the guideline, template for guidelines that we developed in the beginning, so that's why I proposed to have these introduction background purpose of the guideline structure of the guideline or whatever. So we start with this. Then, again, a mission in or unreasonable impact of guidelines. Well, in other guidelines, it's this part is at the end of the document as actually as the last part.
Mm-hmm.
So either we keep them here in the beginning or we move to the end. But it's, I think it's better if we have in uniform way either this or at the end.
I'm not particularly bothered either way.
Okay, so then let's move it to the end of the document. Then some other, I propose to change the title of one of the sections to setting up working group, maybe something else, but role of the CCNSO Council with respect to working group. It seemed
Which section are you on now?
Currently it's section 4, but I think it was the numbering was a bit different. It was like A, B. It used to be B, and I renumbered it to 4.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. It was the role of the CCNSO Council with respect to working groups. And there was an expression of need, adoption of the charter, call for volunteers. I know it seemed to me that it covers more than the role of the CCNSO Council, and that's why I proposed to change the title to setting up working groups. But
it's not really the setting up, it's the initial creation, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be either way, but not just to remove CCNSO Council.
Okay, yeah, no, understood, that makes sense. So,
so initiation
in my mind, it's around the initiation or the creation or something like that.
Yeah, creation is probably better.
Yeah, okay, creation,
yeah. Yeah.
Creation of working groups?
Yeah.
Creation of working groups. Okay, good. Then we have charters. That's fine. Membership, that's okay. Try to make it use same terminology we use everywhere. Currently it's 7.4. If the working group has been inactive for a prolonged period, my question is, shouldn't we be more specific? Prolonged period, what should be considered?
I think that's problematic in the sense that some working groups may only be an annual thing anyway. So prolonged, I think, covers it as opposed to a specific period of time.
Okay, so we just every time we see if that's okay, but if that can prolong
Katrina. This goes back to say the other discussion is as soon as you start specifying it too much, it becomes too rigid. And in one case, as Leslie said, in one case for one working group, 3 months might be prolonged. In another case, it might be six months.
Mm-hmm.
For example.
Yeah, I understand that. So we just leave prolonged here without specifying.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. Then
you seem to have a spare page correct in the notes.
Sorry?
You seem to have a spare page crept in next. I have a blank page,
yeah.
Page 6.
Yeah, but probably that's due to PDFing the document.
Yeah, maybe, because
yeah,
for
yeah.
me, well, I it's okay for me.
And it's in the, and in the, and the track changes.
Oh, yeah, that could be the case, yeah. Track changes could...
That causes it, because there is a hard... I know when I formatted it, the document, I've inserted a hard page end just before Annex.
Oh, okay.
A.
No, for me, I don't have a blank page, so something it could be something where the track changes, you see them or not.
Yeah, that's like that.
Okay, mm-hmm. And then I didn't quite understand which chair was meant in...
I think we can solve both of those points by just putting initial in both of those areas, both in terms of the initial chair and the initial names of the members of the working group.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which page are you referring to?
So we're on page 7, section 4, chair and members.
Okay, yeah.
That's the annex.
Yeah.
Yeah, the annex. Yeah, where we've got just, if we put initial chair and the initial names of members, then you don't get into the loop of updating the charter each time any of those change.
And may I suggest, say, thinking about it, and is that we... not even say the name of the chair to include that one in his name, his or her name in the charter, that's fine, but not with working groups. Otherwise, we need to update these working groups. And we, if you look at the document itself, we defer it to the web page of the working group.
Yeah, which is why I just said if we make those sections in the annex the names of the initial chair and the names of the initial members, then you can get out of it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, or not even included. It, just as a markup, the name of the working group members and or participants will be listed on as a standard practice.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Well, yeah. Either way, I mean, I think... Don't forget that there are times when, the council might wish to query some of the members or a lack of members, and that's helpful to do that at the same time as the charter, but, it's not the end of the world. I'm easy either way. But thus far, we've kind of looked at the complete package in terms of who is it going to be chairing, what are they going to be doing, and have they got the right team under them to actually help with that work.
What we did is include the names of members in the charter themselves, but that turned out to be unworkable. But say at the council level, say it's to have this as part of the charter and a list of names together. That's I agree with that one, but not make it as a public document.
Then we need to find some other way of capturing it in the annex that reflects that, as opposed to the current wording then, where we are including names, whether they be initial names or not.
Yeah. I'll have a look at that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so thanks. That's regarding this document.
There's one related. Katrina, which you haven't, so it's part of your question because it is, I think, in one of the in section. And that's a fundamental one. It's on the status of the guidelines versus charter, and that's why doesn't it work the way I want it to work?
Well, it's always like that, yeah.
Yeah. Let me, I'm turning you seasick now, but it's, I think you included it in the...
It's in the beginning.
The status of the guideline.
Mm-hmm. No, but we have it also for triage committee charter.
Yeah, yeah. It's derived from this one, because I was working on this one, and that's why I turned it in, because what you need to do to make it work, no matter either the guideline is superseding the charter or the other way around, but you need to reflect it in both.
Yeah. Yes, okay. We can discuss it now. Well, I tried to summarize it in my email this morning. Yeah, well, I feel that the guideline in the hierarchy is higher than charter. But that's my feeling, yeah. So if you can convince me, sure, I'm quite open to change my mind. But my initial feeling is that guideline is somehow higher, and therefore charter cannot change the guideline. But surely we can say in which respect charter can change the guideline.
And where are the areas where you think that there's the possibility for some disagreement between the two then, Katrina? Because
I have no idea where can they disagree. I'm just reading suggestions, and I understand that's Bart's suggestion, saying that if there is a disagreement, so charter is overrides or overrules the guideline.
I would support Bart with that. I mean, in my mind, a charter is supreme because a guideline is generally something that's much more general and generic than something that is specific in a charter. If the guideline is supreme, then I think we need to call it something different than a guideline. So in the UK, you'd often have something as a rule or a law, which is stronger than a guideline, which would then imply that it is higher in the hierarchy.
Well, in our case, yes, we have the rules of the CCNSO, and they are definitely higher in hierarchy than guidelines.
Yeah.
But, again, I have a feeling that charter is even below guideline. If you think that charter is higher, well, that explains.
Yeah.
And then I'm okay with the fact that... But it's a very good question.
I would view the charter as being higher in the hierarchy than the guideline.
Or at least at the same level.
Okay, if they are on the same level, yes, then of course specific charter should override the generic.
We've discussed this morning already, Leslie, and assuming they are at least at the same level, because both allow for flexibility. And Katrina asked me the same question you asked her, just give me an example. Fortunately, based on this one, I don't have an example. But you can see, we can't see into the future, and in a way with a charter you can address new circumstances, because they don't need as much thinking as a generic statement like a guideline, and they go through the same kind of process of consultation and approval. So from that perspective, they're at least similar. And with a charter, you can address real specific issue for a real specific group.
Yeah.
Well, it's still not clear how can they Well, exactly, because charter specifies really important aspects for the working group, of course.
Maybe, I mean, as a suggestion, maybe we could address this back in the main document under what is now Section 4, where we're talking about an omission or unreasonable impact of guidelines, where the chair of the CCNSO will decide. You could incorporate into that paragraph where there's a conflict or a question between the guidelines and the charter. So you could add that to that list.
Yeah, and I thought it was.
No, it's talking about in the event the guideline does not provide guidance and or the impact is unreasonable. So it's not talking about a conflict between the charter and the guidelines. So I think you could easily add it into that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, well, if we agree that the guidelines and charters are at least on the same level and hierarchy, then yes, I agree that charters should be paramount. Okay, very good. this issue clearly resolved.
But it's good to know, Katrina?
Yep, yep.
Probably this is very fundamental for the future, and maybe at some when we introduce this to the council at some point and to the community, this should be made very clear. Because until now we hardly have any mechanism to fall back on the on guidelines. And this is more elaborate already than, say, the current guidelines on working groups, especially if there are issues within a working group which are not addressed in the charter and at a very low level in the or at a level as guidelines but not very well. What it also means, what we just said, it means if a charter is silent, then the guideline rules. And that's not clear from the current charters either.
Yeah.
Because that's a reverse.
Okay.
And based on that, maybe, Leslie, and this is more a question, for example, based on the exchange of emails, around the Paris meeting, shouldn't we include something in here as a kind of conflict resolution or mediation role for council in case there is an issue within working groups?
Yeah.
I think that's a very good suggestion.
I agree.
Yeah, because it flares up, and not just in recently, but at some point it becomes very difficult, and we all know. So what I'll do is I'll try to include that this week as well in this revised charter based on Katrina's version.
Yep, excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, so I also propose to have some short definitions of what is a working group, what is committee, what is ad hoc working group, study group. What do you think about that? Somewhere in an introduction or somewhere else? And I also added that this guideline does not...
You want to define a working group versus an ad hoc working group versus
explain that this guideline covers working groups, committees, ad hoc groups, study groups. And what are those? What is the difference between them? No, just a proposal.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't have to do that. I just I don't know.
It doesn't cover those, does it? Because
I don't know.
We wouldn't for an ad hoc working group.
No,
we wouldn't normally do a charter.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but the same. Yeah. Well, you're right. They don't. But in the guideline, it says that this guideline applies to and guides all seasoners or working groups, committees, ad hoc groups, study groups. So if we say that it just guides it, then I think we should define what are those, what the differences are. I moved it to another place, but it's still there.
Yeah.
It was there.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that aspect of it very much, but now you raise it, I would query if it actually does apply to those, because we don't treat them in the same way.
That is true, yes. So.
And this shows, again, this is a guide, not a rule.
That is true.
But if it doesn't apply, then frankly, we should have some other guidelines for ad hoc groups or whatever, or committees. Really, to be extremely bureaucratic, but it doesn't really apply. We're not applying it.
No, but you see, Bart, the problem is that, for example, when new people come to the council or just join the CCNS, so they want to understand, and then they refer to guidelines, and then it's not quite understandable. I know that you know everything.
But maybe what is useful, but maybe going back, say, as an output of this working group, say, I agree to at least create some clarity around the names of these different groups, and we use them and say they've evolved over time to allow the flexibility needed. Is that we create something like a glossary of all the terms.
Yes, glossary would be...
Yes, and I think also we should have a much simpler version that we're going to use for ad hoc.
Yeah.
So
I
would suggest we separate them out and we don't say this guideline applies to all of those things. We just say this guideline applies to working groups. And then we have a separate thing that applies to ad hoc or committees or whatever.
Or do it, or make it even easier in case of committees, ad hoc, etc. Some relevant aspects of this one apply, which are blah de blah de blah, purpose statement, chair, etc. And that's it.
Personally, they
are much simpler.
A separate, simpler thing.
Yeah.
Take them out of this one completely.
Yeah.
So we put them all in one guideline, or we have separate guidelines?
Separate.
I suggest we have separate. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
This is just for, so I'll update that part as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it should be fairly easy to create draft one committees and ad hoc groups.
Yeah.
And then we just strip out everything that, you know, we don't use for those.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sounds reasonable. Okay, so we're done with this one. Can we move to...
Yeah, and that would be a good bit of work, actually, because that would define those, I think, for the first time.
Yeah. I'll get up the other documents. Where are you? Here it comes. Uploading. Here we are.
Yes, so this is the guideline, CCNS or work plan. Nice title. I love this title very much.
You need to get out more, Katrina.
but that was a really very good idea to have it. It's very short and clear. So purpose, and then we define two levels, the yearly work plan and monthly work plan. Then we have work items. We have work items, and then we have 4.2 actions and milestones, and they differ from the ones we have in Annex slightly, and here Bart has highlighted the differences. Because here we have actions, and there we have milestones. Okay, then actually we simplified it a lot. I think we made it clearer. So what else do we have? Yes, here we have something. The other issue that I highlighted in my email today. Yes, we have this, how we're setting priorities. And we started discussion with Bart. I understand Bart's point of view very well. So we, for each work item, we have urgency, importance, needed capacity, available capacity. And if we don't have available capacity, then we automatically lower the priority of the work, which, well, to me it seems wrong because because it feels like we can still work on not important and not urgent issues when we have really very urgent and very important issues on our list, but we don't have resources. Yeah, I understand that we can't work on something, even if it's important and urgent, if we don't have people who can work on. But if they're working on non-important and not urgent issues, then we'll always be short of good people and other resources. So this is something that makes me really can't find the right word here. Confusing, perhaps. I feel confused with setting priorities this way, but Leslie, you're much more experienced than so maybe you can comment and just say that everything is fine. We can go on with that one.
I think the reality is we end up having to decide due to a shortage of something, whether it's a shortage of time or a shortage of the right people or whatever. I mean, I think as it's written, it doesn't quite reflect how we determine the priorities in my experience, and what you've given is kind of one way that you could evaluate things. But you might also look at the political aspect, for example, or, you know, is it something that if we don't get around to doing it, it's going to have an impact elsewhere? And I think partly you've covered that in importance. But there's always a bit of a danger about having a list of things that you're going to evaluate, because inevitably something will come up that isn't covered in that list. So I guess my recommendation would be to kind of soften some of that wording to say that, you know, the following aspects may be evaluated, and there may be other factors, and based on the outcome of the conversation around those things, then the council set the priority. You don't want to limit the things that you might want to take into account, and those aren't the only aspects that will be evaluated, I suspect. It's trying to look at it more broadly in the round, much like when you make a management decision in your day job, I think. Does that make sense?
It does, and especially at the council level, at least in my view. I'm sorry, Katrina. Say, looking at it from a triage committee, and you've got the experience on the triage committee, does that make sense to do it already at that level, or is it just impact on CCTLDs and...
I don't think we... No, actually, we do not evaluate these. We just see if that's important. It's really affects CCTLDs, the CCNSO or something, but we don't look at the resources or anything.
Yeah.
Political. Yeah, well, actually, political. Sometimes we do. We do. For example, with this IDN thing, at first, first recommendation was to just ignore it, but taking into account the political sensitivity of the issue, and knowing that the European Commission is pushing it very hard. So, at the end of the day, the recommendation of the triage committee was to have this ad hoc working group to comment, but so sometimes if we know about the political sensitivity, we do think about it. But I don't think we do such a deep analysis of, especially resources.
Because so I recall when we started including resources, it was one of the factors to avoid the situation where you had to decide, or not to avoid, but to clarify situations where you had two high priority work items, and one couldn't be done without the other. But maybe it's a way to say to structure it as you suggested, Leslie, a bit more loosely, because. Say the real danger is to make it too prescriptive in what needs to be done, because at the end of the day it's always the conversation is more important than the actual decision almost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so it's more a suggestion of factors that could be taken into account than anything else, and you could already say in importance is clarified by, for example, and it's more the urgency is the timing factor, that's clear to everybody, but the importance, to weigh importance is deal with factors like, for example, to tone that down, but take an impact on CCTLDs, resources needed, etc., etc.
What you've used is IE, as opposed, which means, you know, let me expand this a bit more, as opposed to, for example.
Yeah.
So, for example, wouldn't imply an explanation. It would be, these are some of the things.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for example, even if a work item is very urgent, but it's completely not important for the CCNSO, even if we have available capacity to solve it, should we do it?
Yeah.
No, the importance is the driving factor at the end of the day.
Yeah, it is. Importance and relevance to our community. Yeah. Okay, so Bart, will you try to...
Yeah, I'll try to work around it this week. So.
Yeah. Okay, very good. And the next paragraph here is, so you still think, Bart, now I'm talking to you, still think that we need the triage committee advice here? Because I think triage committee is on the initial stage, and then when these issues are evaluated, then it's just the council matter. I don't think that...
the setting of priorities, yeah.
Yeah. So let's remove it here, or...
Yeah, because we got it covered in 5.2.1, so that's fine.
Yeah, exactly, yes, it's there.
And some of this conversation may affect your Annex A as well.
Yes, that's true. So, but before Annex A, we have this responsibility assignment matrix. That was my proposal, to have something like this. Leslie, what do you think? Is it useful to have something like that for each guideline, or it's waste of?
Yes, I think that's okay.
Okay. Bart, can you just attend to Annex A as well?
Yes.
Okay. So I think we're done with this one. So should we go to the Triage Committee Charter, or it's...
May I suggest,
yeah,
we could, initial comments, and then...
Yes, okay.
Let me close this one off.
No, I didn't have time to look at this one.
If you didn't say, let's say, I think the most important one, I'll update the two proposals, and Katrina, you and I check whether the updated one for the, say, the work plan affects the triage committee and how it affects the working group one, how it affects, or the the toned down guideline, say the second guideline, how it affects the triage committee, and then present it upcoming Monday again.
Okay, I think that sounds like a good plan. So, to summarize, Bart, you write to Carolina, and then about Nelson.
Yeah.
And then depending on her reply, either I write to him or we just find another way what to do. Then I write to the council asking, we first need to know about Nelson, right? Okay, we receive a reply from Carolina, hopefully, and then when it's clear what to do with Nelson, I write to the council regarding new members and regarding removal of Nelson from the working group.
Yep.
Then Bart and I, we work on trying to finalize the draft of the both guidelines we have at the moment. I hope that Margarita will have time to send some proposals regarding her guideline. We have to look. Oh, no, actually, Daniel hasn't. I think Daniel hasn't sent his version yet. I think I start looking into Daniel's. He was working very hard on it, but he disappeared. Okay, regarding next Monday we have two guidelines and we have this charter for triage committee.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will remind Margarita about...
Already.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much for joining us today. Leslie, thank you very much for your input.
Hello.
I think it was really very helpful. At least we solved both issues. Bart and I were arguing about. Okay, so thank you very much, and talk to you next Monday.
See you next week. All right.